to what they called the cow camp, which was a homestead of one of my great uncles. And she would stay there until he sobered up. But one time, he kind of beat her up a little bit. And my grandpa came over to the ranch, and he just beat the holy hell out of him. And he left. That's when he left, and he rode a bicycle to Denver. And that's when he went to Montana and got on the Northern Pacific Railroad. So. But he just went and just beat the hell out of him.
That was kind of the last straw.
Yeah, that was the last straw, that he had taken as much as he was going to take, I guess. And
just
he come and beat him up and pedaled a bicycle to Denver.
Rode a bike to Denver.
Yeah, 150 miles.
It was really something.
and went to Montana, and that's when he got on the Northern Pacific Railroad. Well, my mom and dad, I don't know, but their homestead was a mile from Grandma and Grandpa's homestead. And they walked that mile and milked their cow and carried the milk home. Why they didn't have a cow at their homestead, I don't know. They must not have had a fence or something. A
place to keep it, probably. Maybe not had a shed or something to keep it. Go along. I do want to ask you a little later on a little more about the history, family history, because I think that's real interesting, and also about the town here. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you if you could tell me some about other animals that you see in this area, that not farm animals but wild animals. What kind
you see now? Well, now there's deer, and you get over in the sand hills, there's antelope. And when I was a kid, there wasn't any deer. They've migrated in from someplace. But we had prairie chicken when I was a kid that we don't have anymore. And of course, we have pheasants. Wild animals, we have coyotes. Some people call them coyotes. We always call them coyotes. And of course, we have badger and skunk.
And these things out in your yard that you just...
The cottontail rabbits and squirrels, tree squirrels.
Okay. Do you have any prairie dogs?
Yeah, there's a few prairie dogs around. And it's a funny thing because the environmentalists nowadays want to protect the prairie dog. And when I grew up, prairie dogs were a no-no. And the reason that my dad didn't like prairie dog, and why my uncles down on the ranch didn't like prairie dog, is because the horses and cows would step in the prairie dog holes and break a leg. So it was a pastime to shoot prairie dogs. And now at Nuclear or somewhere, they want to have a prairie dog hunt. And my feeling is for them to have a prairie dog hunt, because I grew up disliking prairie dogs.
Go to it. Is that what they call them? Do they have other names for them? Prairie dogs?
Just prairie dogs.
And the communities they live in are called what?
We call them dog towns.
Okay.
Prairie dog towns.
Now, a prairie dog is different than a chipmunk?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
A chipmunk's much smaller than a prairie dog.
And what's a gopher? Do you have any of those around here?
Yeah, we have gophers, and they're different from prairie dog, too. A gopher makes a mound, but he doesn't make a hole. Where the prairie dog makes the hole an open hole. Of course, the prairie dog's got holes too, but the gophers. But if you dig down in the gopher mounds, there'll be a hole coming up and another one going down that they come up to get rid of their dirt. And if you want to get rid of gophers, you put some poison in those and cover it up with clawed dirt, so that you don't cover up the hole, and then they eat the poison and you get rid of the gophers. But there's a difference. Between gophers and prairie dogs.
One other animal like that.